Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast where it's a hot day. Dutch is on a conference call with, I believe, somebody called Fabio. And I'm actually enjoying a rooibos tea, which I just had a moment downstairs as I was stood at the fridge, Sarah. My rooibos tea was brewing. I was having fresh strawberries from the garden. I was listening to my fiance on the phone to somebody called Fabio. And I was like, just look at me. Just look at me.
If they could see me now. Look at reaching an arm through the French windows to pull a strawberry, to just gently pull a lemon off a tree to slice for the tea.
They said I'd never go anywhere.
I told them I'd make something of myself. And look at me.
Eating fruit with rooibos tea. Yeah.
It's so funny. Rooibos. I always call it Ruby Booze, which I'd encourage you to do the same because it's
Ruby
very
booze.
Fun. Ruby Booze. Because I can never remember how to pronounce it, other than Red Bush, which...
Well, it reminds me of our vacation in South Africa, so every time I drink I'm taken back. I'm taken back to the time when I was served it at one of the many hotels that we went to, my arrival drink, you know how it is. And they also served it on safari when I was very much underdressed for the cold weather.
Do you know, it is absolutely perfect that you have mentioned, because I literally... thought of you. So we went on our mini break. John and I went on our mini break, which had been a long time coming. We worked
out. Where did you go?
We went to Birch, this lovely house. I would really recommend it, actually. You can take dogs. You can take dog. Dogs can stay the night as well. We didn't take Pegs because, you know, we
that's not a vacation.
The weekend off. Yes.
Yeah.
And great for families, great for kids, but also great for couples. It was brilliant. It's like this gorgeous old house, basically. Lovely rooms, roaming around in the... there's loads to do as well. I had a gong bath. I had a pregnancy facial. It was heaven. Had the best lobster I've ever had in my life on that Saturday night.
And Sarah, actually, you've eaten a lot of lobster. That is a strong claim.
I've eaten a lot of lobsters, in my life. And actually, that meal, we went out for like the fancy meal on the Saturday night. And they were more concerned and more knowledgeable, it turned out, about things that a pregnant woman can and can't eat than I certainly was. She was like, I think I'm going to change the broth for you because it's very fishy. It's quite heavy. I was like, okay, sure. She was like... And what did she ask? She was like, are you all right with this? I was like, oh, yeah, fine. Load it on. Don't worry about it. She was like, no, I think I'm going to tell the kitchen. I was like, okay, fine. You know, when somebody's really, like, they were like, is everything all right? You know, is everything okay? I was like, oh, bring it on. Don't worry about it. So we did that. But I really thought of you because we'd had that ridiculous hot weather. Like, it had been so hot. And that was the weekend. The weekend of the mini break was when it turned, right? And the irony is that I'd been talking about the weather turning. I'd been going on about it. I was like, oh, this weekend it's going to break. This weekend it's going to be better. I woefully underpacked. And I was like, oh my God, this is just like Jules in South Africa on safari where he only had one jumper.
There was a gifted jumper that was my flight jumper that I hadn't even... Yeah. It wasn't part of my safari look.
I was exactly the same. I was sat there shivering. I was like, why haven't I bought anything with long sleeves? Why have I bought these ridiculous small thin dresses that I've just been parading around in for the past 2 weeks because it's so hot? The weather's dropped. Why haven't I brought my jeans? I was like, I was stood in the shower. I was like, all I needed was my jeans, my trainers and a blanket. And I mean, I never travel anywhere without a blanket. I can't explain it, but I really, really thought of you.
It's really cutting, isn't it? Because you're like,
yeah,
I look stunning. Like, my outfit is perfection. People yeah. People are crying as I'm walking
people
past.
Would weep.
But
yes.
Inside, tis I who is crying because I'm yeah. absolutely frozen.
I'm frozen to the bone.
But something else that happened this morning, Sarah, which I actually thought of you, and it was a real situation. So something Portslade crew that I know, I'm sure you think about never, is the renovations of our house. Now, unfortunately, due to the circumstances with Brexit and COVID, material prices are through the roof.
We have had to make a
decision to pause our extensive renovations until next year.
Not the stained glass.
Sarah, I can't even tell you the price of the glass that came back. I was like, what? So we are like, right, okay, let's focus on the things inside now. Because we're not even going to... If the dust comes when we renovate, the dust comes. This hall needs painting. The lights need doing. Chandeliers are coming in. Let's go. The shower this morning, we have this janky electric shower that honestly, I mean, there's a reason that it hasn't ever featured on the grams. Like, there's a massive reason.
I have showered in it. I have had the pleasure or the displeasure of that shower.
It's and like a meter squared tray. Yeah. It's a meter squared, like... My PT was like, oh, you can just do stretches in the shower. I'm like, you can't do stretches in that shower.
Are you insane?
So this morning, as I was second shampooing, it stops. And I was like, oh my God.
50p in the meter.
So I was like pushing the buttons. I had to get out, things flapping about. And I like was doing all the switches, turning it off and on. No. Sarah, it was a leg day at the gym today. So standing, sitting, kneeling, very painful for me at the moment. I had to fill the bath and kneel butt naked and finish washing my hair and then cleanse my face. And then like I couldn't reach a proper body wash. So I had to use my Chapnese bubble bath to wash my body. It was so, so depressing. It was such a low. And I was like, if Sarah could only see me now.
Oh, darling, you know I would have been there with a measuring jug, spooning it over you. You know I would have been there, darling. I would have been ankle deep in it for you. That is...
Bathing like a war soldier.
Yes, come on. That's it. Fear not. I mean, what I love most is to think of you completely polished to the hilt, with your high-end little serums and your little products on Sephora, talking like you've got some sort of, I don't know, this sort of bathroom that would feature in
Gwyneth
the Ritz.
Paltrow's Goop video.
When in reality, there you are. Under an electric shower from the early 90s. And cleansing yourself with Chapnese bubble bath. Oh, darling, what a learn.
On all fours.
Oh, on all fours, just to add extra insult to the scene. It makes me think of uni. We had lived in the most revolting house at university in second year. God, it was horrific. It was horrible. And it was, you had to put... money in the meter. Like, there was two meters.
Yeah,
you had
sure.
to go down to spa, you had to buy your token, and you had to feed it in.
Yeah.
And if it went, everything was electric. So sometimes it would go when you were on a shampoo, and you'd be like, it would just cut down, like all the lights would go off the electric shower would go off. And then that was it. Yeah, you couldn't, yeah, you had to sort of hover over a very small sink and try and, you know, get into your nooks and crannies. Quite the whore's bath. Stood, you know what I mean? Stood over a little sink.
Scenario. Yeah, but this was when you were at uni. This is me now at 34 in my own detached house.
Sorry to ask, because this is a very boring question. Do you know what's happened to it? Has it just given up? Has it just said, do you know what, you deserve better. I'm going to pack up and go.
I know. I think she's handed in her notice. But we've got a plumber coming round later who I think we are going to get these two bathrooms done. We're going to order our Moroccan four-poster bed today. It's all happening. I've had enough. Now's the time. Now's the time for the Phoenix to rise.
Absolutely, darling. Now is your time of reckoning. Now. Well, I had, because I had a very similar experience. And if you did watch my stories, I did document it yesterday about a duvet. Because we've ordered a bed and a mattress. The bed and the mattress arrived. This was back in March. No duvet. We ordered the duvet. So I refuse to sleep on a large bed with a smaller duvet. I'm just refusing to do that because I'm better. I'm worth more than that. So we're currently still in the guest room. But I rang them yesterday. And you know when you're all fired up? You know when you're ready to actually be livid with somebody about it? This is a disgrace. And I got a very nice lady and who said, I'm going to get Brett to call you back. I said, good. Okay, yes. Well, I look forward to his call. And he rang me. I liked him straight away. He was brummy and slightly camp. And I thought, yes, Brett's going to sort this out for
ideal.
Me. I'm in safe hands here. I'm amongst friends. And he just said, Sarah, this duvet is not coming back in until November. I said, that's no good to me, Brett. I said, I did play the pregnancy card. I said, I'm 35 weeks pregnant. I said, and I haven't got a bed. I just don't even have a bed, Brett. I've got a lovely bed and I can't sleep in it. He said, don't you worry. I've got a better duvet. I'm going to pop it in the post for you at once. And so my rage that I'd worked up over the course of the morning before calling completely came to nothing.
Never
surfaced. Everything was complete. In fact, I was thanking them. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is wonderful. What a fabulous outcome. Thanks so much, Brett. Do you want to go for it? If you're ever in Southeast London.
Of course, now when they say your calls may be recorded, there it is. This is how our superstar Brett turns outraged, angry pregnant woman into lovely, charming, docile, pleasant lady.
I did say to this girl, I was like, I want to speak to somebody very, very senior. I did say that to the girl. I was like, look, there's no point me having a go at you. It's not your fault. I want to speak to somebody very, very, very senior. This is beyond your pay grade. You don't deserve this. I want to speak to somebody else.
It's the use of the secondary very that was really my highlight. Yeah. I need to speak to somebody very, very senior. Yes. We'll just not put me through to the CEO.
Well, don't. My friend, Chaps, she was complaining to a well-known furniture outlet and demanded the email address to the CEO. She went direct. It was all resolved in 24 hours. She was having big problems with customer service and she said, right, I want the email, the direct email to the CEO. That's what I need. She went direct.
Sometimes I get DMs from very angry people. If their order has been delayed or something's gone wrong. I don't work in that side of the Isle of Paradise business, nor do I work in any of our retailers' orders. But people come to me and they're like, I just need you to know I'm absolutely outraged with the delivery service. And I'm like, there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. So yeah. I wish you all the best.
Darling, I don't work in dispatch.
I'm a shopper just like you. Please. Yeah.
God, I'm livid for you. This is a disgrace. If I were you, I'd call them and give them a piece of my mind.
Here's a script. You need to use Berry Berry.
Yes. I'll tell you exactly who to ask for. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, let's do some correspondence. Now, I actually had a really, really, really lovely DM from Megan Reed. And this is when the photos from your non-baby shower, baby shower, housewarming, moving in Sarah's existence party were shared online.
Yeah, my afternoon delight, yes.
And Megan DM'd, she said, "You two have the cutest friendship. I love listening to the podcast because the genuine love between you is just so very heartwarming. So lovely to have the honour of being allowed an insight into what must be such a positive and supportive and fun relationship."
Oh, isn't that nice?
Don't you feel seen? Doesn't this little relationship feel seen?
I mean, the picture she's obviously referring to is you and that enormous lantern, of course, which I'm
pleased to say. Oh, don't. That lantern haunts me. I look out onto our garden and I'm like, would that lantern work there? I'm like, no, don't talk yourself into the lantern. Don't be ridiculous.
It'd terrify you in the middle of the night. You'd get up and to go to the bathroom. You'd look out across the garden and suddenly you'd see it twinkling. It would not be good.
There's a lovely DM here on the Facebook group from Caroline Woodcock. She looks to be serving herself. I think it's herself. She doesn't mention if it's anybody else. There's wedges of cheese, blue. There's Port Salut there. There's Brie. There's cheddar. There's Boursin. Crackers of all varieties. There's olives and bowls. I mean, it's quite the scene. Hi, gang.
Just for her.
I'm making my way through the archive and I finally listened to the episode where Sarah announced that John had proposed and Jules went official with Dutch. It's brought me immense amounts of joy and it seemed fitting to have a cheese board for tea. Open brackets, this is good clarity. Not all to myself, but let's face it, I could manage it. Big Port Salut crew love to you all. Kiss, kiss. And then like Alison underneath said, I just listened to that one last week too. There's many of you making your way through the archives at the moment, which is so lovely. And there's been a few DMs coming in being like, oh, I just listened to this episode when you did this. I'm like, thank you for reminding me of that moment in my life. That's so kind.
It's so good. It's so good that we've got this sort of archive of
vaults.
The vaults, absolutely. Now, speaking of the archive and speaking of the vaults, as you know, Portslade crew, I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby in apparently 8 minutes' time, which is completely terrifying because there's still a lot to do. We've only just ordered a cot, for example. I'd still have to get over. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, John, we haven't got any baby hats. The midwife said, don't go into hospital without the baby hats. I also, you'll really appreciate this. I was like, what are my priorities in labour? And obviously I'll need to keep the fringe from my sweaty labouring face.
I must.
So I bought myself a beautiful silk headband with which to do this. That's what I shall have on in the birthing pool. There it is, sweeping back my fringe. John was like, are these the priority purchases? I was like, of course they are. So we were thinking about what to do with the podcast. And so what we have decided to do, Portslade crew, for the first time ever, for the first time in podcast history, we are going to have a little break. We are going to take some time off. We're going to reflect.
Is going on mat leave, quite rightly.
I am.
And we had a big discussion about it and we were like, you don't want to be worrying about the podcast when you've got the newest member of the Portslade crew to look after. Like, you know, it's absolutely, categorically, the most important thing that you take time off to be with baby and you have a proper mat leave. And so we are going to be taking a little bit of a break. We have not decided when we'll be coming back, but we will be coming back, absolutely. Who knows?
Yes.
There might be sporadic episodes bumped in here and there. Who knows? We don't know because we're navigating uncharted waters as friends. But it's only right that Sarah has proper time with newborn baby Jules. And so, you know, I just want you to enjoy that.
Thank you, love. Thank you. Because it is, anybody who works for themselves, or anybody who doesn't actually, there is a pressure. There's a pressure to, you know, be visible and to, to sort of keep showing up and all that sort of nonsense. So I've just put all that in the bin and I've gone, goodbye, everyone. I'll see you on the other side, whatever that looks like.
Like Sarah's also, like a tortoise that needs putting in a box and just putting away like that.
That is exactly what I want. That's exactly what I need. A slice of lettuce, a small radish, pop me in a box and I'll see you next year. Yeah. So Portslade Crew, next week will be the final podcast before I trot off. Okay, so next week we're putting the preparations in now.
Yes.
We didn't want to spring it on you just next week. We didn't want to do that. But also, beautifully, this coincides with next week being our 500th episode. And that's, we worked out, that's if we don't do a nibble. So there'll be no nibble on Tuesday because we want to keep this nice round number of 500.
It just worked better for both of us lunar-wise, actually.
Yes, it's very, we don't want to do 501. It's very, very upsetting. It won't work in the numeracy of the planets. That's not going to work. So we'll do this week, there will be no nibble, and then next week will be the final hurrah before I trot off on maternity leave. How are Sheila and Ken?
Well, Sheila and Ken are also, they're also in a very, they're in the place of renovations at the moment. They're in a similar position to ourselves, getting bitten by the backlash of COVID and Brexit. Although Sheila has been absolutely incredible in helping me order a Miele dishwasher. She also got the same. She was on the wait list. She's had hers installed and she described it as life changing, which I said to her says a lot more about her than it does about the dishwasher.
They are good, though. They are good. I would say my dishwasher has been life changing. Very heavy door on our dishwasher. Very, very heavy. You need both hands.
Ours causes a lot of distress and a lot of swearing. So we are getting a new one. It wasn't going to be installed, but we are going to have it installed. Anyway, when I was at Sheila and Ken's last time, it is so, the last dishwasher, it sounded like water was coming in through the ceiling. Like, it was so loud. I was like, this is so offensive. How are you supposed to enjoy your sherry at 8 p.m. with that thing?
Making itself known. I'm working over here. No, you sit down, enjoy your drink. I'll just be over here washing away.
I know. Well, Sheila also is very excited because next time we catch up, Portslade, obviously not next week, but the next time the podcast kicks back up again, we'll be all talking about Sheila being mother of the bride. And something that when my brother got married, she didn't really take that role on because it was for Tamar's mum to do. But, you know, I said to my mum, I was like, mum.
Because there was an actual bride and an actual mother of the bride.
And now I said to my mum, I was like, look, you don't have a daughter, but I'm as good as. So if you want the role, it's yours. Well, Sheila looked absolutely joyful. And when we, so Portslade Crew, we are going to the Netherlands and we are going to find a wedding venue. And I said to mum, I will FaceTime you when I'm there. We are going to sign and get one. I said to Dutch, I'm not leaving until we've got a wedding venue.
Yes!
I am not leaving.
It's Christmas. Is Jules coming home? No, he hasn't found a wedding venue. He's still not happy. They thought they had something. Then he saw the napkins. It's had to start all over.
There was no helicopter landing pad. He said no. So that is really what's been a main focus. And now that that's been announced, it's started to trickle into day-to-day live conversations. It has started. But I know that once we find this venue, I know that we're going to be moving into where are people going to hang their hats? What about the charger plates?
God,
what
do
about
you remember
the photo
that?
Ops?
Where are people going to put the hats? Oh my God, I'd totally forgotten about that. That she wanted the string
pegs.
With the pegs. Oh my God, there was only three hats there. There was only three hats there.
I know, even I wore a fascinator.
Oh, this is lovely. This is just what we all need. This is the perk we all need to look forward to the wedding of the century. And I cannot wait. I can't wait to hear the escapades.
Oh my God. Sheila. Well, Sarah, well, also, Sarah, I'll just have to phone you from the Netherlands myself. We'll just have to. I'll be like, Sarah, I need to ask your advice. Because actually, I do think about your wedding so much, babes. And like, I'm just going to need your advice to like
all
guide
the things
me through
you don't
things.
Want.
No. Yeah. No. Because I do ask myself, I'm like, will I have a charging plate moment? Will I start going insane over something? Because Sarah did. Sarah did. And I'm like, I will. At the moment, I'm very fixated on the crockery, actually. It's really started to like, okay, so I need to find the venue and they need to make sure that they have the crockery because the crockery is going to set the whole scene. And then actually, I'm kind of planning the invites around the crockery. It's just a whole thing. And it's just starting to like, you know, Sarah, you'll know, it's just, it's like a cartoon bean sprout that's just growing and evolving and wrapping. And it, like, that's what's happening behind
the scenes. You must call me anytime. If I'm in labour, you must call me.
You'll answer and I'll be like, great headscarf. Can I ask you about this?
Absolutely. Hold the gas and air. Show me the forks. Oh gosh, yeah, brilliant. And it does. It's exactly how it happens. It creeps up and suddenly you do find yourself waking up in the middle of the night going, I hate napkin rings. What was I thinking? that's just what happens. Where will they put a bread roll? That sort of thing.
But also when I was home, I must say, I don't know if you've seen, I did a job with Waitrose, did a beautiful cocktail recipe. And it was such a nice cocktail. I can't recommend that cocktail enough. It was so nice. Anyway, I made four. And the thing is, it's rosé, vermouth and tequila, which I didn't tell Sheila. Ooh. So I put it down and sat next to her. And she took like two sips. And suddenly she just started to get a bit glazed. And I was like, maybe you don't need any more of that. She finished it. She went back in to cook the risotto, which for a dish that needed constant stirring, I thought it was brave.
Very
and
brave.
I just kept looking in and she was there, almost like moving with the spoon in circular motion.
Yeah, no mixer, interestingly, in that cocktail. No mixer there.
No, there was. There was sugar-free ginger ale, but just a splash.
Oh, great.
And then there was cassis over the top.
God, gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I've got my drinks lined up, practically.
Hey, now, speaking of cassis and stirring risottos, I know the backstory of Dunes, but how was your vacation mini break trip to Dunes? Because I saw that you were not very well.
Oh my gosh, I went down. I basically paid for the privilege to get on a train, go up to Dunes, get poorly, get well, and come home. That's what happened. That was my weekend at Dunes. Yes, I was very, very sick, very poorly. The good thing was that it came and it went. It came, I felt terrible, I went down, I went to bed, I was sick, I slept, I got up, I felt fine again. I crawled out at one point for a bit of very ill-advised pineapple. That was a mistake.
Oh no, Sarah! Pineapple after norovirus. Oh my God!
I don't know what I was thinking.
I'd rather eat a banana.
But what I did want to update you on was, of course, Felix's Postman Pat cake. So on the last day that we were getting the train home, June had arranged to meet Kerry, her BFF, for lunch. And so she was doing her hair and everything, and my sister and I were lying there talking to her. And we said, oh, where are you meeting Kerry for lunch? Thinking they would go, oh, you know, lovely little cafe here, lovely little, you know, we're popping in for
Piccolino's.
Yeah, somewhere charming. She went, we're meeting outside Greg's. Right, lovely. Sure.
Which Greg's, if you're not from the UK, is a very, very damn market bakery, I must say. And I say that with confidence.
It's bloody good, though. It's bloody good when all you want is a Greg's. Anyway, so June decided she was going to make Felix's birthday cake. It's Felix's second birthday. And she was going with a Postman Pat theme. She'd bought Pat, she'd bought the van, she'd had to buy Jess separately, as you remember, because she was worried everyone would go, where's Jess? And she was all set to go. Anyway, I don't know if I've ever properly told this on the podcast, that Kerry is a master baker, right? Kerry...
God, you don't want to say that after a while.
Do you know? Kerry makes phenomenal cakes. Like, she does cakes. She makes them. Yeah,
Kerry's
she's fantastic.
Cakes.
Kerry's cakes. Anyway, June was like, I'm going to make the cake. Kerry was like, don't make the cake, June. I'm already doing a wedding cake. Don't worry about it. I'll make the cake. And June... said, fine, I'll come on Friday and I'll decorate it. She said, June, let me just get on with it. What are the measurements of Pat's van? And so they had this whole conversation about how big to make the road. And June said it was very tight on the road, actually. He could never have turned, you know. Very much one way for Pat.
A drive.
Yeah, he was effectively parked up to, no doubt, deliver the parcels. But this all happened, including Kerry having to make a wedding cake with buttercream on the hottest day of the... It was boiling as Kerry was trying to make this cake. She said she had an absolute nightmare with the dry stone wall as it just kept melting.
Oh, God.
And this wedding cake, which apparently buttercream, like a buttercream cake, is very bad in hot weather, doesn't do well. Kerry said by the time she got it to the venue, she thought it looked like it had been sat on.
Soup.
Yes.
Here's your cake. Anyway, bye.
But what I particularly enjoyed about this story was that June was very happy to accept compliments on the cake. Very happy when Alex...
She didn't
Felix's
tell me that
father,
Kerry had made
no,
it.
No, she didn't tell anyone. On the Facebook group, Alex was like, oh, June, you've absolutely outdone yourself. She was like, oh, thanks so much. She didn't bloody make it. It was all Kerry. Oh, my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh, my gosh. Let's. Now, mine, Sarah, I have moved across the Pennines and I apologise in advance. This one comes from the liverpoolecho.co.uk. And I must say, Sarah, that now, because I search for news from the north every week, Google has started suggesting them to me. I was like, oh,
great.
This is very convenient.
Perfect. Perfect.
Shoppers say someone should be in prison after spotting new home bargains item. Now, I originally read this and I thought, oh, gosh, this sounds a bit aggressive. That's not really my style of news, but don't worry. Home bargain shoppers claim that someone should be in prison after they were distracted when checking out the retailer's new lamp online. The retailer frequently keeps shoppers updated on its homeware and fashion items through social media channels. Taking to its Facebook page this week, Home Bargain shared a photo originally posted by self-proclaimed cleaning addict, said in inverted commas, Leanne of Instagram account at 110 renovation, of its ports of call by Jeff Banks rattan table lamp, but its followers quickly focused on something else. Alongside the photo, the retailer wrote, the type of Sunday setup we love to see, a brew and our gorgeous rattan lamp, buy online, insert link. However, it is not the rattan lamp shoppers are paying attention to, but the cup of tea shown alongside it instead. While some praised the $12.99 lamp, others just couldn't help but comment on the cup of tea shown in the photo. I will say the colour of this tea makes it look like a milky mocha.
Oh, God.
Among the comments, one shopper said, you need less milk in that tea, though. And a second wrote, that tea looks a bit weak. A third said, that tea needs life support. a fourth shopper.
I can see why the prison line, someone should be in prison, was very misleading at the top
there.
Really
misleading.
Very, very misleading.
A fourth shopper added, that's not a brew. A fifth said, ooh, throw another tea bag in that. It needs more strength. And a sixth said, whoever made that tea should be in prison.
Sure.
To shop the rattan lamp, visit Home Bargains website here.
Oh, gosh, what a thing. What a thing to complain about.
I know, the colour of someone's
very
tea.
Niche, very, very niche. So my news from the north comes from the Knutsford Guardian, a charming publication. Oh, there's a 70% off at Laura Ashley until Sunday.
Well, that's good to know.
I can confirm, just in case anybody needed that there. Six of the best for triumphant gooseberry grower. A passionate grower has swept the board at the 46th annual Crown of Piova Gooseberry Show. Show secretary Keith Tickle triumphed, winning six awards, including the Bert and Leslie Flint Trophy for the heaviest premier berry, with his Edith Cavell, weighing 30 PWTS and then 13 gerns as well. So I'm not sure about the correct empirical measurements for berries, but there
I'd
they
like
are.
I'd like to really focus on the Bert and Leslie Trophy. Like, I think let's just home in on that. Oh, the award. Yes, you today, sir, have won the Bert and Leslie Trophy. Yes! I want to win the Bert and Leslie Trophy.
Who were they and what a legacy to leave? He also won the Whitbread Trophy for championship plate, the Jim Lander Cup for heaviest twins, and the John Hamilton Trophy for most points gained in the show, and then the Sam Cragg Rose Bowl for heaviest Edith Cavell plate.
These trophies, I can't.
Oh, it's almost embarrassing for Keith Tickle. Ian Goff was awarded the Gordon Cragg Cup for most points gained in the colour berry classes and the Alan Jenkinson Trophy for the second heaviest premier berry. Peter Riley received the Arthur Newton Cup for the heaviest triplets, and Mike Godfrey won the Trevor Taylor Trophy for most improved grower, and the John Hardy won the Mike Smith Cup for the heaviest plate of any 12 berries from a member below the third in the premier category. What? It's so niche.
It's so intense, niche. Isn't it?
It's really intense. Show secretary Keith Tickle said, "It's been a particularly difficult year for growers, beginning with heavy and extensive frosts from February through till May, which caused a great deal of damage to the trees and berries. The growing season was also unseasonably cold throughout April and May, and it was not until June that the better growing weather prevailed. However, there was a heat wave mid-July, followed by torrential rain in the last 4 days before the show. All of this meant that many berries split or dropped off in the build-up to show day. The show was a huge success and enjoyed by all members and the public. Prizes were presented by Alison Painter, chairman of Lower Piova Parish Council, who made a speech recalling memories of village in years gone by. Bouquets were presented on behalf of the members by the show president and chairman, Dr. Hugh Gibbs, to Alison, and also Janet Birtles, landlady of the Crown Inn, in recognition and thanks for her continuing support for the show. The Crown is always on the lookout for new members to join this long-standing and most enjoyable village event, and all new growers would be made very welcome. Anyone interested in joining can contact the Crown before the end of the growing season in October so that the trees can be sourced for them." Lovely.
Wow. Good heavens. The Bert and Leslie Trophy. I mean, I've got to admit, Sarah, I drifted a bit during that news because I was really thinking about...
Understandably.
I was really thinking about the types of people that have trophies named after them. And also, it got me thinking about the types of people that go to these growing events. Like, are you just brought up going to these growing events? Like, that would never cross my mind that these events even existed. I bet Dutch would be into them, actually. I reckon he'd enjoy a vegetable growing event.
Oh my God, he must enter. He must enter flower and produce show.
Yeah, but Sarah, I'm not that will mean that I'll have to go. No.
So we'll all go. We'll make a day of it. I'll bring pegs. We'll all go. Lovely flapjacks. I'll definitely come. Oh my God, it'd be an amazing day. It'd be brilliant. You could make some jam. You could enter your damson gin.
The fork in our road is splitting. Let's move on. Although I did just make gooseberry and elderflower gin.
I'm telling you, If there was a rosette in it for you, you'd be
rosette?
Much more into
it. I want a cup. I'm not going for a rosette. Fine. You must be joking.
I want a rose bowl. That's what I want.
I would be seen dead in a rosette.
Jules, would you like a hypothetical question?
Yes.
Hypothetically, if you had a symbol or a crest that represented you, what would it look like?
A rosette. Jokes. I'd really want some sort of nothing fleur-de-lis. I can't bear a fleur-de-lis. At school, at primary school, our crest on our blazer was a genie lamp, which I always thought was very fun.
Oh, very good.
It was a little lamp with smoke coming out of it, which I always thought was good for a school crest. I'd want to have a bit of phoenix in there because I always reference the phoenix. But yeah, maybe that genie lamp, maybe. Oh my God, what am I talking about? Okay, so I'd have the phoenix rising, and then underneath I'd have crossed over two peacock feathers.
Oh, exquisite.
Yeah, and then I think I'd have it with some sort of Latin puellectum, puellarum, puellis, or whatever it is. Yes. I think that's Latin for girl in the different verbs. That's the only Latin I can remember from school. That wasn't very good.
The girl sat by the girl, sure.
Yeah. Our school, what was your school motto? I never understood ours. Ours was Lauda Finem, which means praise the end.
Oh, God.
Dark,
how weird.
I thought, yeah.
I can't remember, but ours was... What was ours? I feel like ours was... It was like a sort of a white wolf dancing with a lion. I think that was what was on our
school
crest.
Which does speak volumes. Yeah,
I think that's what it was. I don't really know. I don't even quite know what was going on there. Portslade crew, we adore you.
Worship
for
you.
Absolutely adore you. You can write to us. Please continue to do so. Jules would love to have a nice big full sack for when the podcast comes back, actually.
And I intend to have a full sack for that podcast return.
The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box 300.
ME13 5DP, I think.
It is all in the description there. It's all in the description. You'll be fine. Find it there. We do always finish on Jules's affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
Well, this, I actually loved it. And it's from an account called Moon Omens. Sure. There we are. Sure. Moon Omens. The kindest people are not born that way. They are made. They are the souls that have experienced so much at the hands of life. They are the ones who have dug themselves out of the dark, who have fought to turn every loss into a lesson. The kindest people do not just exist. They choose to soften where circumstance has tried to harden them. They choose to believe in goodness because they have seen firsthand why compassion is so necessary. They have seen firsthand why tenderness is so important in this world.
Oh my God. I mean,
that was more of a sermon, actually.
I think it was
more of a sermon, but...
It was a wedding reading there, actually.
Yeah, maybe I could have that read out as I walked down the aisle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Portsmouth crew, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye!